Welcome to How Do You Feel, the program dedicated to your health and wellness. How Do You Feel is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department, and it is always a pleasure to talk with Fred Shepherd. Many of you might know Fred Shepherd from our Eastland Mall location at the Minority Business Development Center in the Twin Cities. He is there to welcome entrepreneurs and small business owners and help them to become more profitable. But today on How Do You Feel, Fred talks to us as a prostate cancer survivor. And Fred, before we were recording, we were talking about someone who you and I have listened to on the radio, on Sirius XM, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, passed away at the age of 74 from prostate cancer, and he will surely be missed.
Yeah, I used to listen to Joe every day. It was like part of my getting ready for my day routine. And I heard, I think, today that he passed away. And then, you know, it was a heavy brother. He had a lot to give to the community.
Oh, yeah. Very knowledgeable. Had the pleasure of meeting him when he came to Peoria some years ago to speak at the NAACP's convention. And when Dr. Henry Louis Gates came to the King Luncheon this year, I got to introduce him, and Gates talked about Joe Madison being ill with prostate cancer. And Gates, you know, there's a lot of people around, and he and I were just talking, chit-chatting, and he said, yeah, prostate cancer, that's like the black man's nemesis. And when he said that, you know, he's speaking from people he knows in his circle. And we know that in a number of health statistics, we unfortunately lead over the general population. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans in those high numbers, regardless of what you're talking about. When you talk about breast cancer, diabetes, hypertension, etc. And you would probably say what Gates said has some truth in it.
Oh, yeah. First of all, when I was first diagnosed with prostate cancer, it was 2018. And, of course, it kind of threw me for a loop because now, you know, I got to deal with this. And, you know, nobody wants to hear cancer. But anyway, one of the ways that I dealt with it was I did as much research as I could to find out as much as I could. And that kind of helped me work through it. But one thing I did discover was that, just like everything else, not only do we get it, but it treats us worse in terms of results and death rate and all of that. Black men are, I can't remember the exact number right now, but it's like they're 3 times more likely to have a bad result than the general population.
So when you were diagnosed, did you feel any symptoms leading up to the diagnosis, or was the diagnosis a surprise? You went in for a regular checkup and they said, oh, by the way, you have prostate cancer. Or were there symptoms? Are there warning signs, I guess is what I'm asking?
No, well, the biggest warning sign is what they call a PSA test. And I had been getting a PSA test at least once a year for probably 5 years prior to the diagnosis. And my number was my number was regular for four or five years, and then it started to creep up. So after 2 tests about 3 or 4 months apart, my doctor suggested that I, you know, get a that we go to the next step, which was a biopsy. Because if your number starts rising, That could be an indicator that, you know, there's a problem. So once I went and got the the additional test, they found out I had prostate cancer.
And what are the numbers? You mentioned your numbers being high. What numbers are we talking about?
So the PSA test will produce a number, they call it the Gleason score, they call it. So, and then there's, of course, the physical examination. But the PSA test, the numbers will rise if there is cancer in your prostate. So when I first was diagnosed, or I should say when they first suspected there was a problem, my number had went from a normal 2.0, let's say 2.0 was normal. And it had started to rise. I was up around 4.0, which was the indicator. So, and by the time I eventually dealt with it, I had radiation, it had gotten up to 7. But keep in mind, this was I was diagnosed in 2018. I didn't actually get the radiation until last February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and there was a process they call a watchful waiting. So it didn't appear in the beginning that it was something that I needed to deal with right then, right? So we decided to, well, let's watch it for a while and see if it continues to go up. And that's what happened. It continued to go up slowly, but it did continue to rise.
And when you talked about getting the PSA test, I've heard conflicting reports about when to get it. I think, I want to say, and I could be wrong, for the general population, doctors recommend men get the PSA test when they're 50, something like that.
Yep.
But for black men, they recommend you start getting it at age 40.
And I would say even younger.
Really?
Yeah. I really would, because just because you want to catch it as soon as possible in the early stages. You know, now, yeah, it's true. They say that we should start at 40, but as far as I'm concerned, what's wrong with 35? Because it could be there. You need to start watching it, I should say. So you get a PSA test once a year, and it's simply they draw some blood, you know, and they test the blood. So it's not a painful test, but why not start checking at 35?
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about false positives, because I've heard about there being some false positives with some of these tests. We remember some years ago, the breast cancer tests, Coleman came out and talked about women possibly getting false positives, and, you know, black women having dense breast tissue, sometimes it's not caught, you know, that type of thing. Is there anything to be said about false positives with black men and prostate cancer?
Well, I think, and this kind of goes against what I just said about starting even younger than 40, getting it tested, is that what happens with the PSA test is it's like an alarm. And it can cause you to overreact. So, for instance, my PSA started rising, and a doctor said, well, you should get a biopsy. And what if I didn't have prostate cancer? Then I subjected myself to a surgical procedure that was unnecessary, and surgical procedures can turn out bad on a number of levels. So I think that's where the false positive comes in, in the sense that if you get a PSA test every 3 months, chances are it's going to show something different from the last time that it showed. That it could be up or it could be down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it depends on, I guess, your tolerance level. If you want to go to the next step, which is the biopsy, which is a thing, and I think that's where the false positive stuff comes from. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that you have prostate cancer. It could be this thing they call BPH, where your prostate gets enlarged. And it's not cancer. It's just that your prostate cancer is inflamed or whatever, and it starts to grow, and then it starts to cut off your urine flow and semen production and, you know, those types of things. But it's not cancer. That's a big thing, too, the BPH.
Mm-hmm. The enlarged prostate, or what is it, chronic prostatitis also.
That's a thing.
Now, you, when you were doing your research, came up with some interesting factoids that just blew me away. And I don't know if you still have their website up and running, but there was a time where you were posting things about your journey, helping Black men in particular understand this malady and how to cope with it, how to deal with it. And a lot of people, I'm sure, benefited from your research as you shared your journey step by step. But one of the things, that stuck out to me was chicken skin. Okay,
yeah.
I eat chicken. Okay, and I was eating a chicken thigh the other day, and I got ready to eat the skin, and I thought about you. Because I remember you saying, you may not want to eat the skin of the chicken because it might have an impact on the prostate. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Okay, so talk to me about some of the interesting things that you found, and start with the chicken skin.
Okay. What I did with that website is I migrated it to Facebook, and it's still up. And the name of it on Facebook is Prostate Information Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. So it's a lot of information still there. But I'm going to read you something off of it right now. It says, chicken cooked with the skin on has a threefold greater risk of influencing prostate cancer growth than chicken cooked without skin. This shows that consumption of chicken after diagnosis of prostate cancer needs to be discussed with your doctor. So, yeah, that.
So, wow.
I mean, I don't know all the science behind it, but apparently chicken skin is, in general, you know, moderation is always key, but in general, chicken skin is not one of the healthiest things you can eat. And
even though it tastes good.
I know, it's the best part of the chicken when it's fried. So, I know. But you can, just like with anything else, you can train yourself not to do it. It's hard to eat chicken wings without chicken skin because you can't get that skin off. But, you know, the other pieces, the breast, thighs, legs, you can take that off, you know. But, yeah, it's something to be paid attention to.
Wow. But this was particularly important for people who have had a prostate cancer diagnosis, that the chicken skin is more harmful to them. The chicken skin in general, like you said, is not recommended but particularly for people who have had the diagnosis of prostate cancer, it's not right. It's not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah. What are some of the other facts that you can impart?
Well, it has a lot to do with diet. Now, let me go here. The other day, my daughter was here from New York, and we were hanging out, and we were talking about prostate cancer and diet and what may cause it, because the word is that if you live long enough, you're going to have prostate issues, period, all men. So, but in this particular case, we were talking about diet, and of course, you want to eat more vegetables than red meat and sausage, that type of thing. So it has to do, obesity is an issue with prostate cancer. There's been some studies about the basic soul food diet contributes to it. But I suspect, Gary, that a lot of it is they're guessing, you know, because if you would think that if all men will have to deal with prostate issues at some point, you would think that they would come up with some way to, you know, alleviate that situation like they did with, what's that medication, a little blue pill?
Oh, Viagra.
Yeah, when men started, you know, having these issues, hey, this is a problem, we gotta fix this, you know. So, and I think that they're moving towards that with the prostate problem. But it's obvious to me that they really don't have a handle on it.
Yeah, hold that thought. We want to remind our listeners, this is How Do You Feel on WPNV. How Do You Feel is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. We're talking with Fred Shepherd, prostate cancer survivor, whose website turned Facebook page some years ago was a real eye-opener for a lot of people in not just central Illinois, but throughout the nation who wanted to find out more information about how prostate cancer impacts Black men and how men can deal with it, cope with it, survive it. And we're talking about these different factoids that Fred uncovered. You're talking about soul food. We're talking about chicken skin. What would you say are some of the reasons why men avoid going to the doctor, going to get that checkup? I remember people, when they start talking about getting your prostate checked, there was the old joke about don't be afraid of the glove because the doctor would put on the glove and he would, you know, put his hand in some goop, you know, and then you would have this rectal examination and, you know, feel around right. And check for the prostate. And men were like, ugh, you know, I don't want to do that. You're talking about the PSA just being a simple blood test. But I've also heard men talk about how, and this is a weird one, this gets into psychology. Help me out here. I don't want to know if I have it. Explain that psychology.
Well, I think that's probably got more to do with being macho than anything. For instance, this, who was that that just got in trouble with the president for not letting him know that he had prostate cancer? Was his name Lloyd or Floyd?
Yeah, Lloyd, the defense secretary.
Right. So, and now, true enough, he should have let them know. But I suspect, and I understand it, that he didn't want to put that out there like that. You know, it's something that is so personal. And a lot of us, as you know, it's the macho, I can still sling it and all of that thing, you know. And not wanting to know is, you know, kind of putting your head in the sand and hoping it works out, you know. But it's prevalent. A lot of people don't want to know. You know, a lot of people don't want to deal with it. And that could contribute to why minorities are, you know, they have a worse result than others. Because it's the same in the Hispanic community. They're probably almost just as bad as the Black community in dealing with it and their result. You know, and it's got something to do with their diet, too. But as far as not wanting to know, I see how that happens. I don't agree with it, obviously, but it's a macho thing, I think.
And when you talk about it having a negative impact on results, you're saying that I don't want to know, so I delay going to the doctor, delay, and in that time of delay, several months, maybe a year, by the time I find out, then the cancer has gotten worse.
That's right. It's too late. I'll give you an example. So I told you, when I decided it was time to have my procedure done, my number had gotten up to 7. One of my best friends in my life died from prostate cancer about 5 years ago. And apparently he wasn't dealing with it because his PSA was over 1,000.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yep.
So, yeah. Wait. Earlier you said 2 was like normal.
Right.
And you had a PSA and it showed 4, and then they were watching it, and by the time you got help, it was at 7. That's a single digit. You're saying your friend's was at 1,000?
Over 1,000. So, and me and his wife are still good friends, and she's convinced that he just refused to deal with it, you know? Like you were saying, I don't want to know. You know, okay, yeah, I'm peeing 10 times a night, but I don't want to know why, because I'm afraid it might be something that I don't want to deal with. Sounds weird, but yeah, people do that.
How old was he?
He was a couple of years older than me, probably 60. At that point, he was like 62, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, good brother. Just, he didn't handle that well, you know?
Yeah, so we're running out of time, and I wanted to at least get in a couple of bits of general advice that you would have in summary for Black men who are listening, or their significant others or family members. What's your general advice with regard to prostate health?
Start checking early. Get your PSA test done earlier than, like I said, at 40 is, you know, that's a good number as it relates to the general population, but in our case, it's very, very important that we catch this thing as early as possible. Because later is in no way better. I can't stress that enough. You need to get it done as early as possible. And in terms of preventative, I would think it would be your diet. Pay attention to, you know, what you're eating. You know, I eat a whole lot of chicken skin coming through. And I ate, you know, soul food, because that's what our parents fed us, you know, and that's what you get used to. And you can try to make it healthier. I'm not saying leave soul food alone. I'm just saying you need to pay attention to how you're cooking that stuff with, you know, the butters and the oils and all of that. We just need to pay better attention. And when you start to, if you're paying closer attention more often, then you'll catch it before it's a real problem.
Yeah.
And of course, you have your options for how to deal with it once you have it. So there's surgery and there's radiation, and they've come a long way with the treatments. So the radiation is not as invasive as the surgery, but it's got its own set of issues, you know. So, but yeah, I just think we should be paying more attention to what we're eating, how we're eating, weight, smoking, of course, although I don't think that has anything to do with prostate cancer, but who knows? So, yeah, just those types of things, diet and paying attention to what you're putting in your body.
Yeah. And you had mentioned, you know, peeing five times a night or something like that. So any other symptoms that people might want to be on the lookout for? Or is that the main one?
That's pretty much the main one. And depending upon, you know, any other maladies that you may have, if you're losing, because to me, and this is what it's like. It's like, say you got a water hose and you got it turned on full blast. And all of us, if you pinch that water hose, the flow is going to slow down, and that's what your urine will start to do. So if you start having a weak flow, that's a symptom. You got stop and go, that's a symptom. If you feel like you can't ever empty your bladder completely, that's a symptom. So we need to pay attention to those types of things.
Yeah. Fred Shepherd, always a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, the next time we talk, let's talk about the Minority Business Development Center, Eastland Mall.
Okay, that works for me.
Indeed, indeed. All right, sir. You take care of yourself. Thanks so much for your wisdom and insight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You've been listening to How Do You Feel on WPNV. How Do You Feel is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. How Do You Feel airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And you can always go to our website, WPNV.org, and check out the podcast page if you want to hear this program or any of our other programs that have been archived. Thanks again for listening, and Lorene King will join you as your host next week.
Now is always the right time with the song.